Hello, it's us again with an audio boom about chocolate.
Yes, another one.
Can you tell the good people where this is purchased from?
Valentina, an Italian restaurant
in Chiswick
with a very nice waiter.
Well, called Ulysses.
But there are other nice waiters too.
It's half Brazilian, half Italian.
Yeah.
And for those of you who live across the ocean, Chiswick is in southwest London.
I thought it was just West London, actually, but, you know.
Okay, West London. And London is the capital of England.
Yeah.
And England is a mighty nation in the North Atlantic Ocean that has inspired great poetry, great art, great feats of arms and bravery throughout its long and checkered history. In case you didn't know. I'm English. Well, British, I would like to say, because English is England is a concept of, you know, Alfred the Great, and my roots go back further than that. I'd like to think to the British, to the Britons.
Is that why you act so old then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Fiona is kind of half English.
And half Dutch.
Though her surname is probably Scottish.
Yeah.
So it's a bit dodgy, really.
Dodgy?
Yeah.
Oh. So, have a look at this bar of chocolate before I open it.
Okay, so we have a very nice little bar of chocolate, which is the size of an iPhone, and about as...
It's narrower, though, isn't
narrower
it?
Than an iPhone, yeah. And it's thin as well.
Yeah. And it's chilli-flavoured, apparently.
Well, it's dark chocolate with chillies, isn't it?
So I'm going to open this now. Me. Do you mind not...
Chilli chocolate.
...not coughing over my speech?
Sorry, chilli chocolate.
DJ is drinking wine, just for the, you know.
Which makes sense, given the fact that the Central and South Americans drunk chilies in their chocolate. Chocolate in their chilies, thank you. Okay, so let's have a go.
You're supposed to smell it first.
Okay.
But you didn't.
You can smell chilies. Definitely smell chilies.
I can't. Okay. Smell chocolate.
I smell chilies. No, I can smell. I can definitely smell chilies. And a bitter dark chocolate, so...
I was going to say I can't really taste the chilies, but you get them after a bit, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's some.
Ooh, it's quite hot actually.
It's a matte chocolate, it's not shiny,
which
has implications because I think the shine comes from the fat, doesn't it? From the lipids.
Mm.
And if it doesn't have lipids, it's probably more pure. But
be darker, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. For me, there's a definite heat of chilli in your throat.
Yeah.
And it does complement the chocolate very well. I love it.
Mm.
It's really good.
It's
some nice quality chocolate, nice bitter chocolate. And the proper taste of chilies as well.
Yeah.
Which I find quite pleasing. I like that.
Mm.
We'll eat it every day.
No. But it's a nice
sorry.
Treat experience.
Yeah, it's a nice experience. Yeah.
Would you eat it? Would you get it again? Like, just not, as an occasional
not
thing?
Not necessarily.
No?
I like it, but it's a bit plain. And that sounds silly because it's got chilli in.
Mm.
But once the heat's gone, you can't taste much chocolate.
Mm.
So, as an experience, the chocolate is quite short-lived. It's like an impressive-looking firework that fizzles out too soon.
Mm.
It's nice, don't get me wrong, and it's better than commercial chocolate you get from the, you know, supermarket or the corner shop. But it's more expensive too.
Yeah.
But it's no better than green and blacks, in my opinion.
Oh, it is in mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you justify that?
Well, we'd have to do a comparison.
Okay.
But I don't think they use much sugar in this.
Okay. That's a fair comment. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's purer.
I think if you were a connoisseur of the cocoa bean, then you would probably appreciate it because it is
maybe
quite
maybe pure. I am. Maybe I'm just better than you.
Maybe you're better than me. Yeah, absolutely.
Should we try the other ones?
Have you got time? Let me check my thing. Yeah, 4.5 minutes.
What have we got here?
We've got a box. The size of a tissue box?
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah. A flat tissue box rather than a taller square one.
Yeah, in cellophane.
Cellophane?
Cellophane. Plastic.
It's cellaria!
Surprise, surprise! So, yeah, I will endeavour to...
I'll do it.
You do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Now, what are we having now? What is this?
I think they're hazelnut ones, from what I remember. And he said, you will not get anything like this. That was a rubbish accent, but never mind, whoops.
Yeah, he said, we get them like this in this country.
Yeah.
Which is a break.
And that's the Velcro on the back of the sofa that BJ's just... Sorry, he's not destroying
really,
things.
It's really noisy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It creaks all the time. Just
yeah.
Because you were moving about quite
a lot.
Yeah,
I'll keep still.
What were you doing? Just having a little scratch or something?
I don't know, really.
Just being a fidget. Oh, they're like chocolate bars.
Okay.
In here. Look, there's loads of them.
Oh, grande.
Excellent.
They're really sweet. Okay. The size of a fun-sized bounty.
No? A bit slimmer, though.
Slimmer, yeah.
And a little bit longer, I think.
Smells creamy.
Mmm.
Okay.
I think these were the milk chocolate ones, I think, because there was a choice.
There's a shine to them, there's a sheen and a smoothness to the touch.
Yeah.
So I would imagine you're correct.
And they smell lovely.
They smell nice, all right. Hard.
Ooh.
Mm.
A bit like a really posh, thicker version of a dime bar.
Yeah.
But much, much better. Wow, an amazing taste.
Well, it's milk chocolate with a very hard hazelnut centre.
Well, it's sort of hard caramelly stuff, isn't it, as well?
Mm.
A bit like you're getting a crunchy bar.
That's honeycomb.
Yeah, honeycomb. That's the word. It's honeycomb, isn't it?
The texture's the same.
But it's classier than honeycomb.
Mm.
Don't you think?
Mm.
The taste.
Yeah. Very definite burnt kind of hazelnut taste.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's kind of like classy chocolate for adults.
But it's not worth the kahunas, though.
Maybe not, but nice experience.
Again. Yeah, it's nice. Would you mark these chocolates?
So this one... Seven?
Okay.
What about you?
Seven for this.
And the
six
other one?
Six and a half for the other one.
I'd give it six, I think.
Okay. But this is,
Mainly because of price, actually.
Yeah. This is very nice. Chocolate is a good quality.
Yeah.
Like it's milk chocolate, it still has taste.
Yeah.
And the centre is... I mean, what I like about it, it's hard, so... it doesn't just disappear in the mouth, does it?
No.
It stays with you.
I'm going to close the box now, and we can just eat those gradually and... They are... It's like they were designed to have with cups of coffee.
Yes. I think when we have a coffee, we should have one, because I think it'd be lovely with a cup of coffee.
I think with a cup of coffee, I'd give it an 8.
I think you're right. I think you're spot on. I think with a coffee, it'd be lovely.
I think actually that's what it's for, that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to sneeze. Oh, I told you.
Yeah.
And I can see that complimenting